All right, Rob, episode 65, we're back.
65, we're back.
Yep. All right, so recently my oldest came back from an overseas trip to London, mm-hmm. and I asked her on the way back to load up with candy bars.
Mm.
All right, fill up that carry-on, check bag, whatever, you know, nooks and crannies, shove as many candy bars as you can in. I am a sucker for the Cadbury Crunchy. It's like a honeycomb kind of candy bar. And I know you can buy like things off of Amazon. You're looking at me
that's
like
that's where I'm, I was going with it.
Great, but I feel like it's probably BS, okay? But I feel like it's more authentic when it, you know, when it comes from a English convenience store, put on a bag, and then flown across the Atlantic back to Atlanta for me to enjoy.
It's like a Mexican Coca-Cola is better.
Yeah.
Well, in Tijuana.
Versus here, mm-hmm. even though it's the real sugar and whatnot. Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that. So it's, hey, branding matter, you know, private label, whatever, you know. So, and I know you can buy crunchies on like Amazon. They even have like crunchy spread, which sounds horrible. Like a Nutella, made of like a candy bar,
like a fluffer, blended. Fluffer Nutter.
Yeah. It's that kind of stuff. Right. So I was like, hey, I think it was, you know, $200 worth of candy bars or something like that was shoved into carry-on and brought back.
Was she successful?
She brought back a ton. She brought a ton of crunchies, all sorts of other interesting English candy bars I'm not familiar with. Wisps.
Have you been eating them?
I've been slowly working my way through, as little treats here and there.
One a day?
No. I mean, we're talking like maybe one or two a week at max, you know. So anyway, point being is I thought it could be funny to talk about candy and candy advertising and any stories related to candy. What's our favorite candy bar? All that mm-hmm. good stuff. You know what I mean? Like Desert Island candy bar, you can only eat one for the rest of your life. That sort of stuff, right? So candy bars. Any thoughts around candy advertising or branding or anything?
Yeah, I think I'll start with an anecdote.
Okay.
How about that?
I love it.
So many, many moons ago when I was at Portfolio Center, so this would have been
here in town.
Yep, here in town. Gosh, I guess
are they still around? PC is still around?
Now it's Creative Circus, right? Isn't it all? I think it's all. I think they merged.
They did.
I thought
Creative Circus like shut down.
Maybe it's Miami Ad School then.
Okay.
Now.
Well,
gosh, I think they all.
We need to keep up with all this.
Anyway,
stuff
I think they all merged in some form or fashion. Anyway,
one of our old interns went to Portfolio Center.
So I was at Portfolio Center. This would have been late '90s. Very, very late 90s. And
99.
I was working at the time as a valet up at the Westin.
Okay.
North of the city at the top of the perimeter.
Okay.
So I was a valet there.
Parking cars.
While going to school. And up one day rolls a limo and a bunch of guys get out and they've got a portfolio, like an old school. Big oversized portfolio.
The double handle with the big zipper that goes all the way around, just like how we used to roll.
Yeah and so we had to, and we were storing their luggage. So okay. Like, hey, we need to store this behind, you know, back behind the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever else. So
I have no idea where this is going. This is interesting.
Yeah. So I stored their luggage, took it all in the back room or whatever else. And then later that night, I was like, I'm in advertising. I knew there was something in that portfolio.
Sure,
and
something good.
Admittedly, I went and peeked.
Did you crack in?
Yeah, cracked
you
in.
You unzipped it.
I unzipped it.
It wasn't locked or anything. Those things don't have locks.
They don't have locks.
Okay.
So I unzipped it and looked in. And as it turns out, it was the good folks from GSD&M were in town to pitch Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups.
The lollipops.
Lollipops. Yeah. Okay.
So it was all the pitch creative for Chupa Chups.
Dude, that's awesome.
Isn't that wild?
That's so random.
So I sat in the back like luggage room going through their boards. Apologies.
Yeah.
but going through their boards and looking at the ads that they were going to pitch in Chupa Chups.
Now, random question. We're talking late 90s. Are we still in marker comps? Are we digital comps? Are we black and white?
No, we're digital
comps.
What
do you remember?
Okay. We're digital comps.
Digital comps.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was pretty far done. They were pretty complete.
Mounted on boards?
Mounted on foam core.
Wow. Old school.
Not foam core, but
that thin black board.
Yeah, the heavier thin ones.
Yeah. We used to do that back in the day too.
The obvious question is, did they win the business? And I don't even know. I feel like I should look that up and find out.
I was thinking way back then. Yeah, I was thinking that, but I didn't want to ask because again, we didn't know. We don't know.
But yeah. So. And I just remember it being like I don't remember the ad specifically. But I remember sitting there going through them and just thinking it was the coolest thing. Like, oh my God, here's the pitch creative for the thing. And GSD&M does great work.
Fantastic.
So that was a cool anecdote. Anyway, candy advertising.
Yeah. Well, Chupa Chups, one of my oldest friends, I'm trying to think when I met Josh in the second grade elementary school out in California, grew up, got into a lot of voiceover work as an actor, okay. Theater, all that good stuff.
Theater.
And he, funny enough, you mentioned Chupa Chups. He was the official voice of Chupa Chups, their radio ads.
Okay.
I want to say for like a year or two. He was living up in New York. And so we so both random. Have random Chupa Chups.
Random Chupa Chups.
I should call Josh and ask him what the deal is on that or how long that campaign ran.
Whatever. Have you ever eaten a Chupa Chup?
I mean, not in years. I will say it. I am more exposed to Dum Dums and Blow Pops than I am the Chupa Chups. You know? Okay. So thoughts on Chupa Chups? It's fun to say.
but I agree. I have much more experience with the Blow Pop and the Dum Dum.
Yeah, Dum Dum seem to be, well, we both have kids. Dum Dum seem to be the little lollipop of choice at the pediatricians.
I mean, lollipop of choice at the pediatrician.
Yeah, for the past 19 years, there's
Blow Pop, you're taking on a lot. I mean, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's big.
And the crunch, but I'm telling you, that immediate crunch factor when you get the crunch and the gum and all that stuff. And,
yeah. But I wasn't a crunch.
It hits you back here.
Crunch.
But, you know?
I would lick and suck that thing until, until the gum was revealed.
No.
Oh, yeah, hours.
No.
Absolutely.
No, everybody gets to a certain point and then they just like a Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop thing or whatever.
No.
So.
No.
There's a great old ad. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, classic, you know, and the
Not
the
a good
owl.
Candy.
No. No.
Tootsie Pops, well, Tootsie Roll Pops. Not good.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say arguably one of the most disappointing Halloween stops is when you get the Tootsie Roll in your Halloween bag. You know what I mean? It's the bottom
the
of the candy.
The pop or the candy?
Yeah, either. Anything Tootsie related.
I like the candy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
better than the pop. Better than the pop. You know,
yeah.
But that classic old illustrated commercial, right, with the owl up in the tree, you know, and the kid, how many, it asks the question, and the kid does 1, 2, 3, crunch, it takes 3, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that commercial's been around for, 30 years, if not longer.
Is it still running?
I would assume so. I don't know. You know?
My favorite, I think, candy advertising that comes to mind for me that I really enjoy are the Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Reese's ads because.
Now, the current ones.
The current ones.
Okay.
Where it's just boom on a field of orange and they just do funny, random, quirky. It's so quirky. Yeah.
Not sorry.
Yeah. It's so quirky. I like that.
What's the name of the voiceover actor guy?
I don't know.
Why am I spacing right now? He does Lego Masters. Will Arnett. Yeah. Will Arnett does all the VO. For it, and then it's unapologetically like chocolate and whatever, you know, and it's not sorry.
And they always do fun ones around Halloween, and all that kind of good stuff. That's good, but Twix advertising is pretty good too.
Yes,
where it's like one side, which one are you going to eat first?
Yeah, the left or the right?
Yeah, that's pretty fun too.
I would agree.
Twix is a solid candy bar.
It always has been a solid candy bar. It's funny enough, I don't find myself eating a lot of Twix anymore, but I would say it's definitely a top five candy bar for me.
I'm a sucker for the grocery store and the candy right by the conveyor belt.
Do you really?
I'll turn around in a second and grab a bar.
I did it
the other day. I told you with a milk chocolate, classic Hershey.
You got a classic Hershey's bar. Yeah.
Delicious.
So bizarre.
One of the best.
Not even like the almonds or the peanut, nothing. Just classic.
No.
The only time we get that is for s'mores. You know?
Yeah.
And what inevitably it's time to have s'mores and the kids have raided the pantry and now there's no chocolate bars. It's super depressing. So
I'm not a big s'mores fan.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've got a beard, so I'm in for one. And then it's like, okay, I need to go wash up here. There's molten marshmallow all over the place. But I would say another classic. So Tootsie Roll is a classic ad that's been around forever. Yep. The Tootsie Pop, excuse me. I'm going to say the Cadbury Cream Egg.
Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, I feel like 10 lifetimes worth of sugar in one thing. And it's such a strange composition, but that ad, right, of everybody auditioning to be the new Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the lion with the ears on all the different things or whatever that ad's been around forever. You know, I don't understand why that has never been updated. I guess they just keep using that same, I mean, dude, that ad's been running since like the 80s at least. It's crazy.
Speaking of old ads that have run forever, this one just popped into my head.
Okay, hit me.
Hershey's Kiss.
Well,
Holiday.
Oh my God, I wrote that down.
With the ding dong.
Hershey Song Bells.
Yeah, Hershey Song Bells is a great ad.
That still is a good one.
Super simple.
Super simple.
Timeless.
I do wish that they would update that a little bit with CGI and make it, you know, I mean, that's pre-HD, pre-everything.
See, I kind of like that they keep it old school.
There's a great line at the end that I'm totally spacing on, but it's something about ringing in the holidays or something like that.
So, I don't remember the line. I just remember the it's a great ad. It's a nice, simple little...
I only wrote down three things. The cream eggs, the Hershey Song Bells, which you just picked up on, and then crunchies. You
know? I think Easter candy in general is disgusting.
Peeps?
Peeps are gross.
Yeah, I'm not a peep fan either.
Cadbury eggs are gross.
Dude, absolutely incorrect. The Cadbury...
Chocolate bunnies are gross.
The hollow chocolate bunnies are disgusting because the chocolate's bad. However, the Cadbury Robin eggs... Absolutely delicious.
No,
it's that delicious Cadbury milk chocolate.
That's
you don't like.
Untrue.
You don't like. You're not a Cadbury chocolate guy. That's why I love crunchies so much. No. Oh my god, it's so delicious.
Candy corn.
Oh well, that's not Easter, but
that's the worst. Is that the world's worst candy?
Candy. Well, apologies to everybody who's going to listen to this, but candy corn is the one thing that I got sick on as a kid, where I ate too much of it, and then up it came. So. The smell of candy corn sends me back to being like 6 years old and nauseous and not feeling. I cannot eat candy corn. I can't look at it and I can't smell it. It's an abomination.
Horrible shape. Oh, horrible color scheme.
It's an abomination.
Everything about it. It's unattractive. Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
It's too sweet and disgusting.
Okay, well then shifting the gears. Then what's your top candy bar? What's your? I'm trapped on a desert island. I can only eat one candy bar for the rest of my life. You know what's it going to be? And then we can do like what's two and three, things like that. So.
I don't know, dude. Like, there's a big part of me in my heart.
Oh boy,
that says I would go with the classic Hershey milk chocolate bar.
Just straight up Hershey's chocolate.
It's been good since I was two.
Yeah,
I mean it doesn't change.
Yeah,
I can count on it. It's reliable.
Yeah,
You can make it last.
The trusty dusty. You can even break it into those little squares that comes in to just have it one little square at a time.
You should. That's how it's supposed to be eaten. And there's no chewing. You can't chew it either.
You just let it melt on in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty good.
So if I had to pick one, that would probably be my desert island candy bar.
What's your backup then? What's your top five, I guess, or whatever?
All right, top five in no particular order. Twix is up there.
Definitely.
Twix is breaking the top five.
I'm with you on that one.
100 grand
Ooh,
is God. Breaking the top five.
That is a strong choice.
Ooh, it's a good bar.
It is.
Rice caramel and Krispies in there.
Well, it's like a Nestle Crunch kind of thing going around, or the Rice Krispie crunchy thing, you know?
It's got the little Krispies.
100 grand
That's a good bar.
Delish.
You know, I'm actually a fan of the Score bar.
I'm okay with that.
Toffee. Toffee situation.
Yeah,
pretty good with the Score bar.
We're showing our age. I mean, those are old. Those are like 80s, 90s candy bars.
I know. Well, my next was going to be Rolos. So yeah, I'm right in that sweet spot. Rolos were great.
You better not hit me with Red Vines or this podcast is over. You know?
Let's see. I don't know that Rolo would make the top five, but I did enjoy, I think, a Rolos.
Yeah.
It was so different. It was just kind of a unique.
Yeah.
Unique shape.
Well, and it's a candy bar that's actually like 10 different things. You know what I mean? It's 10 different little individual pieces, which is fun. What about Reese's?
Reese's is good. Yeah. Reese's is good, but Reese's is, unlike the Hershey milk chocolate, Reese's has some consistency issues.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you get a Reese's that's been on the shelf for too long, it can be too chalky.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've never had that
there's
problem.
A little bit of a roll of the dice when you get the Reese's, which I'm okay. I'm okay with.
It's worth the gamble.
Yeah, because if you hit a good one.
Okay.
Gold mine.
Okay, so it's Hershey's, just traditional Hershey's, 100 grand, Score. Give me two more. Twix.
Twix, yeah.
And then
yeah,
what's the last one?
Oh, man. Now I got Reese's on my mind, the peanut butter and chocolate.
Or the Rolo.
Yeah, but no, Rolo. I'll put Reese's in for the peanut butter factor.
Okay.
Just to bring in the little bit of peanut butter right out the top five.
Got it.
What about you?
All right, I'm going to go, you're not going to like this. This is an unpopular opinion.
If you say Almond Joy, I'm going to slap you.
Mounds.
Mounds.
I'm going to do Take Five as my number one. Now, Take Five was always its own thing. Nobody knew what it was. Delicious candy bar, but it has been rebranded recently, Reese's Take Five.
Really?
Because it did have, so it is a, Not dissimilar to the 100 grand where there are two pieces in the wrapper. It's the same thing. You get two of them. All right. It is a pretzel base, but like a rectangular pretzel.
Okay.
Peanut butter is in there. It's got caramel and it's got chocolate. It's very strange.
I mean, it sounds like a decent composition. But take the pretzel, five. I'm a little...
Yeah, but you get a little bit of the salty sweet thing going on. So I'm going to say Take Five is definitely my number one. That's my desert island, if I got to pick one.
Wow.
Yeah, Take Five. It's delicious. Absolutely love it.
Wow.
So, I'll throw Twix in no particular order. Then after that, I definitely will go Twix. I'm a sucker for old-fashioned standard Snickers. Dude, Snickers is delicious.
They've had great ads. Yeah. They've had great ad campaigns.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, fantastic! Yeah, yeah, bringing it back home again. You know, it's you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah, yourself when you're hungry. That's a great campaign.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of great cameos in there too. I feel like Betty White might have been in one or something. You know, I mean, there are some great commercial ads for Snickers. So.
Snickers is a good bar.
Yeah,
it's a good bar. So I don't know, the peanut thing kind of throws me off.
Well, but it's just for the crunch factor. So all right, but do you like M&Ms or peanut M&Ms? You had to pick one of those two.
I love both of them.
Yes, well, you just said you don't like peanuts, but now you're going peanut M&Ms.
I know.
M&Ms are way better than regular M&Ms. Way better.
Okay,
because if you're going to eat just chocolate, go with the Hershey's. Don't give me this candy coated.
I like the hard shell. I think if I had to pick between, my dad's going to hate this. I would go with the originals. If I could only eat one peanut, one M&M for the rest of my life, I think I'd go with the classic.
Problem with M&Ms now is there's like 100 different varieties and not all of them are worth the time.
No. Some of them have peanut butter. You either got to go yellow or dark brown.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going, what did I say? Take Five, Snickers, Twix. I'll throw Reese's in there, I guess. And then I got to put Crunchy in there. I'll put Crunchy
and then
in
there. And then Crunchy in there.
Yeah. So I've got the peanut butter thing, I guess, going. You know, I definitely like the peanut butter and chocolate. It's a great combo. So
yeah,
I'm telling you, you know what's delicious?
No Charleston Chew.
Oh, I do love Charleston Chew. Actually,
I haven't had one of those.
CVS has the Charleston Chew box of minis. Because the problem with Charleston Chew is it's obnoxiously long.
Yeah, it's like those Toblerone.
Yeah,
they're like right. Some things like 18 inches.
So you get the Charleston Chew minis, and they're like an inch long and like maybe a quarter of an inch wide.
I don't even remember what a Charleston Chew is. It like a taffy?
It's a white taffy-ish kind of thing in the middle. Yeah, a nougat-y taffy thing covered in chocolate. It's delicious.
Is it like a white Tootsie Roll?
No, because it's covered. It's a thing covered in chocolate.
It's covered in chocolate.
Yeah, it's okay. Its own.
What about a Zero?
Not super familiar with those.
Is that
what we ate in? We went to Green River.
Packaging.
Remember when we were in Wyoming and we stopped at that weird gas station? And one of our clients, the Come and Go. And one of our clients got us candy bars. Those were like Abba Dabbas or something? Or were those Zero bars?
I don't think it was Zero bar, but I don't really remember.
Yeah. Man, that was a strange.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Candy.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
What do you give out? What are you doing?
Well, we started this many, many years ago, and now, unfortunately, the public has come to expect it, but we are the full-size candy bar. My wife always wanted to be the full-size candy bar house, so years ago, I believe it was a Costco run, and whatever Costco had, so it was probably like the Hershey's sort of mix of whatever, you know, that type of thing, right? And so we'll probably have five or six different types of candy bars. I mean, we'll definitely have Reese's.
But the full bar.
But it's a full bar, and we spend way too much money to give all these kids candy bars. But everybody just gets one because it's candy, you know.
Yeah.
And we definitely do not do the, hey, please take one and
leave
the basket.
No, you can't do that.
You got to ring the doorbell. You got to say trick or treat, you know. I'm unfortunately the one that I'm not allowed to give out the candy anymore because I was being too sassy and too... sassafrassy with kids, maybe not dressed up or not saying trick or treat.
Not saying trick or treat. Yeah, if you don't have a costume,
I take the kids out. I used to take the kids out to go trick or treating, you know, and I'll be roaming around the neighborhood.
What if you have like just a lame mask and you clearly didn't
put any effort into it? I mean, I'd give him a candy bar. I hate to say it. At least there's a mask there.
We just go reliable. I mean, we just go reliable with the small ones. But the pack where it's the Twix.
The variety pack, yeah.
Twix. The Twix, The single Reese's.
Three Musketeers is in there.
No, I don't do the Three
Musketeers. Milky Way?
Milky Way. Yeah. I think it's Milky Way, Twix, and
Milky Way is just a stripped-down Snickers. I mean, it's just, a Snickers without half the ingredients. All right, so that's what you guys do at your house.
Yeah, so. I mean, but Halloween for me is all about scaring kids.
Oh, yeah. You've got the whole setup. You've got, do you have smoke machines going in them? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's a remote control fog machine. We have all kinds of animatronics.
And, yeah, like motion censored animatronics, right? You walk by and, things are happening.
I mean, Ian, my stepson, is a Halloween maniac.
Okay.
And so he and I get way into it and spend way too much money on animatronics.
It's fun. Nothing beats the, hand coming out of the candy receptacle. So you reach in and boom, the hand comes out and gets you. You know, that's a good one.
We have a classic. You walk up the walkway and we have a, there's a dog. It's in a, there's like a dog house and
a dog house.
Smoke, all fog all around it. And then when you walk by, it trips a sensor and this Cujo looking dog flying out of the,
comes like spring loaded or whatever that is. Oh my word.
Comes flying out, and that's my favorite. When kids
probably
just erupt into tears, that's a win for me.
Oh, man.
But I'm good. I always go out then.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a, you know.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's Halloween. You got to
get an extra piece of candy if you
cry. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, all right. Well, that's a random little trip on candy bars. But I think it's fun. Candy's a fun little part of our world. You know, I think it's fun. So, lots of different types of candy bar advertising. Obviously, Tootsie we mentioned. But Snickers, you know, very much an adult style set of advertising, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, you know, for kids necessarily. I mean, kids eat it, of course, but, you know.
It's for the people that grew up with it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, which is
interesting. We're old now.
So, all right. Should everybody tell us what type of candy they like?
Absolutely.
Where can they do that, Mr.
Or
Rob?
Just send us candy.
Yeah, we'll take gift packages.
How about that? Just send us candy.
Yeah. We will review candy if you send it
to us. We'll do candy reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find us online, of course, at mocktheagency.com or on any of the socials at Mock the Agency. And we look forward to talking with you next time.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Mock the podcast.